Three Kings is a new action comedy about the Persian Gulf War, starring George Clooney. Film critic John Powers has this review.
Back when Americans fought wars they believed in, it was possible to make gung-ho war movies. But these days, every new war movie has to go out of its way to prove that it's really progressive and humane. That's just what happens in Three Kings, a jaunty jumble of a yarn about Operation Desert Storm. The story is set in Iraq right after the ceasefire and centers on four American soldiers. A disillusioned special forces officer, played by George Clooney. A good family man, played by Mark Wahlberg. A devout Christian from Detroit, that's the rapper Ice Cube. And a dopey southern racist, played by video director Spike Jones. When the four find a map showing where Saddam Hussein has stored millions in stolen Kuwaiti bullion, they set off to steal it for themselves. But along the way, they see Iraqi soldiers slaughtering Iraqi civilians who've risen up against Saddam, and soon Clooney and company are caught up trying to protect innocent Iraqis, even as they also try to grab the gold. This leads them into some absurd situations, as when, desperate for transportation, they try to convince the Iraqi rebels to lend them some cars.
Listen, we use these cars to fight Saddam's soldiers.
What's so funny?
Got no take.
What you mean, cannot take? Kick Saddam's ass, we definitely take.
We are the United States Army.
You are three guys with a bunch of civilians and no Humvee.
Need money. Have no money to eat, to live. When to jeshkum killan ane, ahna akil ma adna nakil.
American Army is huge. It has planes and tanks, and we have nothing.
Listen to me. We will rise up together. Tell him.
Endorsua.
Rise up.
Endorsua.
Look at us. Many races. Many nations. Many nations.
Endorsua.
Working together.
Not melsua.
Tell him, Chief.
Yes, we're united.
United.
Mitahdeen.
George Bush. George Bush wants you.
You.
You. Stand up for yourself.
George Bush yahtajkum.
George Bush
wants you.
You
wants you.
Yes!
He wants everybody.
George
wants
Bush.
Three Kings is the third movie by David O. Russell, who's best known for his small comedy Flirting with Disaster. Here he's broadened his canvas hugely and filled it with broad, energetic strokes. The pace is headlong, the dialogue relentlessly snappy, and the style edgy in a post-Saving Private Ryan way. Russell adopts a bleached-out, handheld look that cleverly, if sometimes tiresomely, captures the artificial look of that media war on TV. He even throws in nifty little bits, like animated recreations of what a bullet does to a man's guts, that show his desire to make something more than an ordinary war picture. In a way, he's made something less, for Russell's sense of his heroes is so shallow that despite solid performances by Clooney and Ice Cube and Wahlberg, we never care about the American soldiers, or believe in the desire for the gold that launches their improbable adventure. They're less human beings than emblems. Then again, Three Soldiers is less about individual character than our national character. Its heroes are four distinctively American guys whose rollicking, rather thoughtless Americanness is underscored by their playing of the Beach Boys and by the Bart Simpson figurine that graces their Jeep. At its best, the movie shows how these ordinary guys learn to see the Iraqis as more than simply the other, how they themselves are humanized by seeing the so-called enemy as human. And Russell shows the soldiers bumping up against the hypocrisies of the Gulf War, how it was about oil, not democracy, how our army fought Iraqi soldiers once trained by the U.S. as a bulwark against Iran, and how President Bush publicly called on the Iraqi people to rise up against Saddam, and then when they heeded his call, did nothing as Saddam crushed all rebellion. There's the stuff of nobility and tragedy in such a tale. And if Russell had faithfully followed the inner logic of his story, Three Kings might have been a brilliant, lacerating, heartbreaking tale about greed and naivete, about decent men confronting the indecency of geopolitics. But rather than pursue his best ideas, Russell sells them out in the name of entertainment. When the movie's not busy proving that Iraqis are actually human, Clooney is busy gunning them down, or else Russell's turning their deaths into show-offy bits. As when an Iraqi woman's shot in the head and falls in an arty slow motion that loses the human meaning of her death in the sheer coolness of the filmmaking. Even worse, the great human disaster of the war is betrayed by still another feel-good ending. Everybody's redeemed, even a self-centered war correspondent, played by Nora Dunn, who the movie's been mocking all along. Predictably, the thieving American soldiers are turned into old-fashioned Hollywood heroes. Why, they're even thanked by grateful Iraqis. And so what started out as a scathing view of the Gulf War becomes another celebratory picture where the Americans turn out to be the good guys, and the Iraqis are merely extras in their own country. In the end, Three Kings is far more dishonest than those jingoistic old war pictures that didn't pretend to humanize the enemy or assail American foreign policy. And to think David Russell calls George Bush cynical.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.